Oh, young people, I want to just employ you and leave time for someone else in the ministry or the furtherance of the gospel. But I want to employ to you that the very same earthly things that we are warning young people who belong to the Lord Jesus not to become entangled with, these earthly things can keep you from coming to the Savior that we own. And God says that when you entangle yourselves completely up with this world, a world that has a system behind it that is governed, that is operated by Satan himself, that it is done to keep you in your blind state, that you see not this glorious light or the radiancy of the gospel or the cross of the Lord Jesus, to see the Lord and what a glorious moment that was when Satan was defeated on Calvary's cross. That's what the Lord Jesus did. He went into the strong man's house. Satan is a strong man. Oh, he had us enslaved in sin, bound. The Lord Jesus went into the strong man's house, and he came out victoriously. And he says that he has the keys of death and Hades. Oh, he has come out victorious. Speak of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. What a great morning that was. Oh, and I can see Satan and some of the demons. Oh, when the Lord Jesus burst forth from that tomb. Oh, what calamity there must have been in their hearts to know that God raised this man by his own glory, and that he had defeated the foe so that you might not come into judgment, but that you might be passed from death unto life. Oh, we pray this evening, as I give room to someone else, that if you recognize that you are without Christ, without hope in this world, that you would open your heart and you would confess to the Lord Jesus that I am a sinner. That I've been playing a game. I've been going along looking like some of the other young people who really belong to the Lord Jesus. But I know that I'm not saved. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Save my precious soul. Not just for today, Lord Jesus, but save me for all eternity. I tell you, the word of God says that if you come unto him, he will in no wise cast you out. May this be so, for his name's sake. Amen.
Amen.